This is Garrison FM. I'm Mark McKenzie, and we're linking up now with the Highlanders, four Scots in Afghanistan, and we can speak to Captain Freddie McNair. Freddie, you're originally from Edinburgh, I believe. Where about in Afghanistan, though, do we find you?
Well, I'm in the district centre, which is Lashkargah. I'm in the main operating base there.
And how would you describe the environment that you're in Lashkargah, then?
Well, it's hot, very hot indeed. It's the temperature's getting up to a nice sort of 50 degrees, and we're all quite sweaty, smelly.
And apart from lots of deodorant, how do you cope with that then?
Oh, well, we stay indoors, stay out of the sun. We do a lot of planning in this headquarters, so we are often in tents, making sure that we are supporting the guys out on the ground.
Practical things like taking on board a lot of water. I'm guessing, first of all, it's more important for the guys out on patrol that they're doing that than you guys, but I'm sure you got to keep yourself topped up as well.
Yeah, we're drinking lots of water. I think most of the guys out on the ground are drinking sort of 6 to 7 litres a day at least, possibly more. The conditions are quite challenging for them especially. We are quite privileged to be in the headquarters, so we're not out every day, but we obviously hear the stories from the front, and the guys are doing really well and keep managing to cope with the conditions. They're also patrolling with their Afghan partners, who are also used to these conditions but also find them quite challenging.
And is this your first deployment, Freddie?
No, this is my second deployment. I've been to Iraq before, and this is my first deployment to Afghanistan.
And was it much about, with the exception of the heat, which is, by the sound of things, pretty exceptional, was it pretty much what you expected?
Yeah, I was expecting it to be hotter. When I was in Basra before, it was obviously very, extremely warm, and I expected it to be warm again. I'm enjoying my deployment. It's interesting, and we're doing a lot of good work, and the guys are getting something from it, I think. It's a positive time, I think. We're making a lot of advances. The Afghan army are doing very well, as is the Afghan police, and it's a good time to be sort of part of that whole campaign, to tell you the truth. And I'm enjoying my role, and I think most of the guys are enjoying the challenges that are set out every day once they're going into the local population, making sure that security is maintained for locals.
And what is your role then, Freddie, within Four Scots?
I'm the plans officer, so I spend a lot of time coming up with the plans for the future operations. They're coming up in the next couple of days, next couple of weeks, and then sending those plans out to the guys, who obviously are the people that get to go out there and conduct them.
And without going into too much detail, does that involve information being gathered and passed on to you?
Yeah, there's a whole team of people. We've got quite a large headquarters out here with Four Scots. We've got our own intelligence cell, our own influence cell and messaging, and basically we fuse all the information that comes into the headquarters, again, to do the planning. There's a big team, quite a large intelligence cell, and there's a vast amount of information that comes in on a regular basis, and we gather that, put that, and use that for future planning.
Freddie, anyone you want to say hello to, either back in Germany or indeed back in the UK?
I'd just like to say a big hello to my mother and father, Willie and Charlotte, in Edinburgh.
You've just done it. Thank you very much for your time, Freddie.
Okay, thank you very much indeed.
That's Captain Freddie McNair from the Highlanders, Four Scots.